town. Curtis Gunsmithin of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the gun doctor.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final half hour of today, this Thursday, July 3rd, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. A couple of people have texted me, Road, during the break. I sent you the cover. You can get the book basically on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. You can purchase the book, have it shipped to you directly. Or if you want to go to your local bookstore, ask them about Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall. They can order it for you. The publishing house is Olympus. So just give them that information and they'll get you a copy at your local bookstore. One of the things we're monitoring, Donald Trump tonight is going to be giving basically an address to the nation. Salute to America. 8:30 p.m. tonight, President Trump will be on TV and will be giving this address to the entire nation. One of the things that I'm monitoring during the break, still waiting for the U.S. House of Representatives to open up the board for the vote on the One Big Beautiful Bill, State Congressional Congresswoman Lisa McClain was on with Fox News and basically saying Medicaid is going to be fixed for those who truly need it. The people that truly need it the most is what it's going to be preserved for. It's going to be actually made fiscally solvent, and people that should not be on Medicaid based on their own current guidelines will be removed. This will result in savings to the federal government and actually to the state, individually each state who implements and administers Medicaid to individuals in their state. Many, many, many of the potential people will be able to stay on Medicaid. They're not going to lose their health insurance, but most importantly, it's going to remain solvent because they said the recent expansion of Medicaid under Obamacare back in the day when it was first started, when it was first launched, relied on Medicaid expansion. Now, 28 states did, in fact, expand Medicaid, Michigan being one of them. We remember Governor Rick Snyder back in the day. State Representative Frank Foster representing the 107th. State Representative Mike Shirkey out of Jackson. Well, they were the two Republicans in control of that committee. And Mike Shirkey wrote the bill back in the day when it was expanded. Mike Shirkey came on the show, and I asked him, I said, Mike, did you read the bill? He said, Randy, I didn't have to read the bill. I wrote the bill. And in that interview, he said specifically that it was going to save the state of Michigan money. And if it proved that when the 300,000 people in the state of Michigan went on Medicaid through Healthy Michigan, that it was going to save the state money, and if it proved not to save the state money, the bill would go away. The bill would be repealed and immediately cease to exist. Well, here's the only problem. It hasn't saved the state of Michigan money, and it didn't go away. Why? because as they got closer and closer to almost 800, 900,000 people in the state of Michigan on Medicaid, they simply continued to fund it by other means within the budget. Pumped money into it, diverted money. It's called expunging money from other departments' budgets, funneling it into the Department of Health and Human Services. So therefore, it remains solvent, not saving the state money, increasing the cost. But because of the way they shifted the money, it appeared to still be solvent. Well, it's through that type of budgeting, moving money around, that Donald Trump and the Republicans are hoping to fix once and for all, starting with this one big beautiful bill. Will there be some people that will lose their Medicaid health insurance? Absolutely. Because they shouldn't be on it right now based on the current guidelines. But they've been allowed to stay on this Medicaid health insurance even though they didn't qualify for it. So they're cleaning it up. And that's what the Democrats are upset about. Many other components are exactly like this. One of the specific problems, issues they had, was that illegal immigrants here in this country illegally went on Medicaid. These states allowed them to go on Medicaid, and even some of them wanted sex change operations as part of their health care. And Medicaid's going to pay for it. This is the type of activities that the Republicans and Donald Trump are totally against. No, not only should illegal immigrants not be on Medicaid, but we should definitely should not be paying for their sex change operations. There's so many details to this bill that when you start going through it, it's just common sense, folks. It's just really, what should our priorities be? Even the Supreme Court now is going to be hearing the case on trans athletes. Donald Trump put pressure on the University of Pennsylvania, where this Leah Thompson man, who was identifying as a woman, swam in these swimming competitions. Well, Donald Trump put pressure on the University of Pennsylvania to the point that, hey, if you don't stop allowing men to compete in women's sports, we're going to defund you. We're going to stop sending you money. Well, guess what? They basically reversed every single swimming competition this man swam in against women. And the women that came in second place, they've now been awarded the gold medal, the prize, the trophy, whatever, and the records. This man has been completely revoked by the University of Pennsylvania. Leah Thomas's victories as a man swimming in women sports, in women competition, completely reversed, as if he never existed. Well, we're sorry, Democrats. If you're upset with that, if you're upset with the agenda, well, then put up a better candidate in 2028 to be president of the United States. Get that person enough support with their agenda, with what you're wanting to push, and see what the American people vote. Because that's basically what it comes down to. Elections have consequences. How our society interacts with one another is what this comes down to. Basically, what are the values of not only our local communities, our states, but our country? And on November 5th of 2024, the American people spoke loud and clear. The direction that the Biden-Harris administration and what she was going to do with her agenda had she become president is not what the majority of the voting public here in the United States wanted her to do. It was that simple. It was that simple. And as a result, it didn't happen. In my opinion, thank God. The adults in the room got back in charge. And this time, Donald Trump realizes how quickly 4 years goes by. He also brought on team members to be part of his administration, part of his cabinet, that believe the way he does and are willing to make major changes in every single one of these bureaucratic agencies. Well, part of this one big, beautiful bill that is going to be going to the floor today in Washington, D.C., in the United States House of Representatives, is going to be brought up and voted on. It'll go through a bunch of procedures. There'll go a bunch of stall tactics. There will be all kinds of amendments proposed that will be voted down. But eventually, the bill, in my opinion, will pass. Will it be close? Absolutely. Will some of these fence setters vote for it? I believe they will. It's going to be close, but it's going to go through. And Donald Trump will be able to sign this bill into law tomorrow, Independence Day. That's my prediction. Because the U.S. congressmen that vote against it, potentially sabotaging the passage of the bill, well, there'll be political ramifications that I'm sure they're not going to want to deal with. The biggest one is Donald Trump finding, recruiting, vetting, and putting up a candidate to run against them in next year's election. The tax increases that are going to occur as a result, not good. Not good for American families, not good for businesses, not good for the economy, not good for our country. Whether you agree with that or not, doesn't matter. This is the political reality we're living in. Just telling it like it is, folks. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
If you're nearing 65, you're probably being bombarded by insurance companies by mail and phone, trying to sell you this product or that. Laura Bogdan has personally looked after the needs of seniors, taking the time to explain how Medicare works and other benefits you may not even be aware of. Laura is ready to help you today.
I'm Laura Bogdan. Call me today, 231-264-6890, 231-264-6890.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today, this Thursday, July 3rd. Again, want to remind you, we are going to be airing a very special tribute by Jerry Stewart, Independence Day, a tribute to America. It'll be live 9 to noon tomorrow, Friday. It's a one-hour show. It repeats every 3 hours for the entire duration of the show tomorrow. And then we'll be back live on Monday, July 7th. I want to take a moment to ask you guys to think about this tomorrow, Independence Day. The day that our founding fathers wanted us to celebrate the greatness of our country. Are we divided? Absolutely. Liberals versus conservatives, Democrats versus Republicans, left versus right. Absolutely. We have a difference of opinions of the direction, the way we want our government to operate, both in Washington, D.C. and Lansing, the state of Michigan. But the one great thing that the founding fathers did for us was they gave us elections. They gave us the ability to basically elect our elected officials to represent us, for them to have policies and agendas that we agree with. Every 2 years, we have an election. Well, we just had the big presidential election, November 5th, 2024, as we get ready for the November 2026 midterm elections. Elections have consequences. Those people that we elect to represent us in our state capitals and in Washington, D.C., and President of the United States. And one thing you have to understand, that this is a process that you can choose to be a part of, or you can choose not to be a part of it. Many of us are burnt out from all the efforts we put into the November 2024 election, the primary in August, then the general election in November. I get that. I understand. But that's why this year, 2025, we're somewhat wanting to simply lay back and enjoy ourselves. We want to be able to have some downtime to get away from all this. I understand that. But unfortunately, the agendas, the policies, the budgets, and the things that have to take place this year still are happening. We have to talk about it. We want to make sure you're informed, engaged, educated as to what's going on so that you can share this information with people that you know. Not everybody has the ability to listen to the show live. Many are listening on demand anytime via the podcast on the website, yourdefendingfathers.com. But the point you have to understand is that we need to still be engaged. And yeah, we have a couple of events coming up that we'd like you guys to be a part of. 2 weeks from this Saturday, July 19th, the 6th annual Antrim County Fun Shoot Pig Roast is going to occur in Central Lake, Michigan. It's going to be a party. It's going to be fun. We're going to have a great time. Will we have a couple of speakers? Absolutely. Will we be shooting guns and having fun and listening to music and having basically a good time? Yes. And we would love for you guys to come and be a part of it. Text me at 231-360-5140, Fun Shoot or Pig Roast, two words. I've set up folders for. We'll then auto-reply back to you and give you the website, acconservatives.org. You can read the post, donate for your tickets, get them online. We've got another event for the 1st Congressional District Republicans. That's going to be on Wednesday, June 30th, down in McBain, Michigan. Great event, fundraiser, good time, a Western barbecue. Wear your jeans, your cowboy boots, your cowboy hats, and go have a good time. It's going to be fun. That's what we're doing this summer. Is it politically related? Yes. Is it fundraisers? Yes. But we're preparing for next year. And so that's why we're asking you guys to be a part of it. So text me first, the number one, ST, and I'll send you the flyer, information, the website where you can get your tickets, phone number to call if you have any questions. It's going to be a great event. Vicki and I plan to be going down to it. But I understand everybody's busy. Everybody's wanting to take a break. Everybody's wanting to enjoy their summer. I get it. Totally, totally, totally understand. But the bottom line is we have to continue to be engaged, folks. We got to prepare for next year. And so we'd love for you guys to be a part of it. Love for you to send me the text. I'll send you the links, get your tickets, and we'll see you at these events. That's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. Have a great Independence Day tomorrow and weekend. We'll see you on Monday.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
By Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's good words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all work.